Well, I guess I'm the captain. Welcome to Tito's Summer Bash. Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
The table that I feared would not make it all the way through the program is still doing good. They're still doing great.
I don't know.
Heavily bearded. Right. There's many drinks on the table.
They don't have much longer, I can tell you.
We got a couple hours of roundtables before we get into the ticket time wasters with an exceptional set list prepared for you.
Oh, yeah.
First, though, roundtable number one will consist of our show, The Hardline, joined by their show, The Musers, George Dunham and Craig Miller. And Gordon Keith.
Hello, America.
Snuck in.
Please be seated.
They are.
Be seated.
They're all sitting.
Pretty much everybody
Every
is.
Every one of them are seated that can be. What do you guys think? Great venue?
This is awesome.
Fantastic venue.
Love it.
Fantastic.
It's beautiful.
I like that
it's
we
best
have
venue ever.
Balconies, and it's like a stadium with levels.
That's why I said wiffle ball. Wouldn't that be great in here? Home play right here and hit the upper deck shot.
Yep. Wow, we've even got artificial turf.
Yeah.
I know.
We could do it.
Feel legit.
Yeah. It's a world-class event.
Thank you.
At a world-class place.
Thank you, sir.
Cole. I have no idea who I am.
All right, so I wanted to bring this up to you guys because I heard you playing the audio this morning on the emergency break. The Brett Hull audio.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is...
I mean,
absolutely
all those guys
priceless.
Get drunk, but that's the drunkest anyone's been that's grabbed a microphone.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll bet he has grabbed a microphone before drunker than that.
Every night I've gone out with Corby, he's been that way.
I don't remember him in 99 being that drunk at those celebrations. Do y'all?
No.
No.
I mean, they all were, but nothing like that, where you start singing. And...
Well, none of them were as drunk as me. I don't remember a damn thing about any of it.
Well, if you haven't heard it yet, here is Brett Hull after the Blues won the Stanley Cup and they're having their big parade a couple of days later in downtown St. Louis.
No one in the history could have imagined how this day would ever end. And guess what? It's not gonna end.
Ever.
No.
Hey. You can say let's go Blues all you want, but you know what? We went Blues.
He thought he
we
really
don't
had
have
something
to go anymore because we already did it. These guys won the Stanley Cup for this city.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm just going to pay my check. I'm
There's
getting out of here, so.
Nothing more they have to do.
Yeah.
So instead of saying,
we heard you.
Let's go
that's a good sports
blues.
Point, man.
Right,
we're
going to
say,
hey, take care, man.
We went Blues. We went Blues.
Nobody's joining in, though.
No.
Panic.
I am looking out at all the blue and gold, and I love you so much.
The love talk.
Now it's Joe Namath.
This is only going to be one of many Stanley Cups that we win here. Because we bleed blue.
Mention blue again.
I love you. I love you so much. I've seen you at so many places.
At
so many places.
Oh, we've had
so
a good
places.
Time. But these guys, they spent 2 months and they won it for us. And they are the champions. Glory, Gloria. 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 I think I got your number, Gloria. You make sure you tell all these guys that deserve this. They are the champions.
All right, you
they
can stop.
Okay. No, no, he's just getting started.
Thanks, Dad. Love you, too. Okay.
No, you don't understand. I really love you.
So I want that to be in some version, if we all go play golf again at training camp, if we gamble, that to be the bet payoff, where we have to walk up and just start the diatribe.
To a cowboy player?
To a cowboy player, yes.
How long will they ride it out?
Yeah. Well, you got to do it for like, you know, a minute and a half or whatever. We'll just pick a spot where it starts and then it ends. Okay. And that will be the bet.
Oh, my gosh.
We play the blue.
Do we have to get blues. Drunk?
Nope. You do not have to be drunk, but you have to do that.
If you had like 8 beers, could you take time off of the amount of time you have to talk?
Yeah, you can, of course. Yeah. But I have to see you drink the 8 beers before you go out there.
So he's got a lot of friends still back here in the Metroplex. Has anybody heard if, like, the next day or the day after he said to anybody, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that? Or
I don't think he cares.
Somebody
doesn't care.
You sure? I guarantee a friend said, hey, Brett, just check out this YouTube video.
I bet you he thinks it's funny.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
It looks like he's been darted. I mean, his face is like...
Yeah. I mean, he goes hard. He always has, though.
Yeah. Those hockey players, all of them.
Yes. It's unbelievable.
He needs to go to rehab.
When Dirk, though, when he was singing We Are the Champions.
He was pretty hammered.
I mean, all those guys are hammered to a certain degree, right? What? Who was the guy last year that drank for 6 straight days?
That was Ovechkin, wasn't it?
Ovechkin, yes.
Yeah. He's doing handstands in the water fountain.
Like he couldn't even speak.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the sport itself. It lends itself to absolute debauchery.
I think hockey goes
the hardest.
I guarantee
you, somebody on that team has not quit drinking since they won it.
Yes.
The St. Louis team?
Every night.
You know what they said? That when the Mavericks won, it was 1 week solid. Where Jason Terry said that he would roll over to Dirk's house at noon and be like, let's go. And they would just go at it. Or maybe that was the year they lost it in 06 because they were so depressed. It was one of the two of those. But, yeah, I mean, look.
I bet it was when they won. Dirk, I bet they didn't want to hang out.
I can't imagine Dirk doing that after a loss.
Gloria.
Well, those guys, did y'all go to any of the parades? Did you go to any of the old cowboy parades?
Yeah.
For work?
He had to cover it, and I had a bad idea. I've taken my kids to one. The first one.
Is that when there were race riots?
Yes. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, I was on the street. It was at our old job, and I had a wireless. And so they would throw it to me every once in a while. And one time when they threw it to me, I was pinned up against the crowd because the players' cars and whatever were coming by. I was pinned up against the crowd, and I got enclosed, and some teenager was sitting there as I'm trying to broadcast spraying Silly String right in my face.
Skateboard. Was it Darlie Routier?
It wasn't Darlie Routier.
No.
But that's my one memory of that. And you heard gunshots. And
yeah, that was
that's
way out
the
of
parade
control.
That changed all
the Darlie Routier joke.
That's the one that was so over the top?
Yeah, that every Dallas parade after that changed.
And then after that, they put them on like big trucks and stuff because they had them in cars.
Yeah.
They were just getting overwhelmed by fans.
There was gunfire?
Yeah.
At the end.
Tasteful gunfire.
I don't think anyone was injured or anything. But
oddly, the gunfire was Darlie Routier. They did trace that back to her.
Where do you think the guns were fired, Gordon, downtown?
I think it was in the West End.
It was sacred.
From what I remember. Wasn't on Elm Street.
The Harvey breast milk. What? Jeez.
What?
Okay, so you mentioned Darlie Routier.
Did you watch that thing?
No, I didn't watch it.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
And?
You think there's a chance she's maybe innocent?
It does bring up, I don't know if it's reasonable doubt, but some doubt.
Uh-huh.
Like I think it was a bloody sock that was found like 100 yards away from the house that was not anybody's blood in the house. That was weird. And that was not brought into the court case.
How was that not brought into the court case?
I don't know.
The defense didn't think they should.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't need that.
But just all the detectives were certain of it, though. by the way the screen was cut, from the way
because
was
it was cut from the
glass,
inside.
Yes, the blood trail, that they were convinced. There's no doubt it was her.
And so now they say they're going to do DNA testing? Why haven't they already? We were talking about this the other day on Community Quick Hits. How have they not already done DNA testing?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, maybe that sock that I was talking about. That,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's some other items, too, from in the house. I still, unfortunately, though, I don't know what the percentage is. Most of the time, though, it seems like it sounds sick, but it is the parent.
Oh, yeah.
It's not some random person off the street.
Yeah,
it's someone they know.
But those detectives, I mean, they're still supposed to have an open
Absolutely,
mind and look
yes.
at every
yes.
possibility.
Yes,
and
right.
not try to make up. They shouldn't make up their minds so early and then only count the evidence that confirms their thesis.
Right.
They should look at stuff that.
Which I'm sure sometimes they have to really guard against.
Right.
Because they feel, oh, it's probably the parent.
Hey, didn't the guy, or JonBenet's brother, wasn't he recently kind of halfway accused by some TV expose?
Yeah,
and then
I think
he
so.
Ended up suing them?
Yes.
How much older was he than her? Like only a couple of years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think, you know, 3 years
like
older,
10,
something like that. Yeah.
9, something like
right.
that.
Right. But the theory there was that he accidentally
and then the parent,
killed
he
her, and
killed
the parents
her.
Were covering it up.
Okay.
But you never bought that, right? Do you think the parents did it?
What just happened?
Oh, guy just dropped 25 buckets that used to have beer in them. It's
oh,
a big
no.
spill.
Gloria! Gloria!
I don't know too
Gloria!
Much about that case.
Oh, the hell you don't.
I really don't.
It's all you talked about from like
what?
1995
you do study
to 1999.
A lot of murder cases.
That's it.
I do not. I do not. I don't know that much about the case.
So you think that it
She's
was...
She's dead, you know, the Patsy Ramby. I know JonBenet.
Okay.
Unfortunately, is, of course. But the mother has passed as well.
What about the father, who was linked to it as well, right?
No, I think that they were, may have been unfairly accused.
Like immediately exonerated?
No, they were not immediately exonerated. They were under the umbrella of suspicion. That's where we got that term from, was that case.
Did the real killer kill the mother to silence her?
No. Mom
they
died like 20
something.
Years later of ovarian cancer.
How do you know for sure?
How do I know what?
About that.
Because I read it in the paper.
Think about it, though, for a second before you answer.
You're trying it in the New York Times.
You're trying to start conspiracies.
All right, let's take a break. Let's come back. Let's reconnoiter. Let's get roundtable number 2, which consists of Cooperstein?
No, Bad Radio and Normandy.
Bad Radio and Normandy.
And Chuck.
And Chuck.
This is...
Well, hello, Plano. This is Summer Bash 2019. We're here at Legacy Food Hall in Plano. Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash. Brought to you by Macho Self Storage and Legacy Hall in Plano. We're here. Roundtable number 2 is underway right now. And on the roundtable, you have me, Donovan. To my left, Bob Stern. Hey, boy, they love you out here.
Obviously.
To his left, Norm Hitzkus, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Colonel, the Rev, Mr. 107. And to his left is one Dan McDowell.
Welcome, Donovan.
Hey,
this we've been out here all day.
I know. This is my first time out here at Legacy Hall, and this is awesome.
Mr. 107?
E-Breaks. Mr. 107.
He's put 7 more up since 100?
Yes.
I feel like that was like 2 months ago.
Since that magical 100, he has tacked on 7 more to get to put everyone out of reach.
This is like the race to 3,000. Once the pressure's off, you can just... go back to being that hitting machine that you are.
I think the voters are slightly skewed here. I think they want to keep giving me e-breaks.
They like what they like. It's affairs of the heart, Norm. If they like you, you can't change how you feel.
I agree with you to a point. Leading up to 100, every time you were nominated, they may have not been your strongest e-breaks. But 100 was the greatest thing I've ever heard.
100 was an e-break.
Music.
That was incredible. So incredible.
Music.
Behind the scenes a little bit. As soon as you said, when Mozart sits down to paint, you said it so convincingly that I Googled Mozart to make sure that he didn't paint. I thought, whoa.
Well, he probably did, right?
With such conviction that I thought it was true.
And then the magic happened. It was great, man.
It's fun to do. But Donnie's closing in on me.
Is he?
Yeah, I won my fourth one today.
Yep, fourth one.
Mm-hmm. That's like, who is it? Aaron Judge and Brugnet Odor on our walk bet.
Yeah, you can add 100 and I still.
Rugi plus 100, will he have as many walks as Aaron Judge? Don't count it this year, Norm, because I know he's been on the DL.
So 06 to 19 is 13 years. I've won four. Norm is at 107. You're the king, man.
But he's had 19 years.
I feel like you've earned more than four.
Yeah, I think sometimes you go up against stiff competition.
It's very hard to win on that show.
It is, especially if you're going against...
Yeah, just ask Norm.
It's really hard to win.
Again, I think that just attests to the greatness of the e-brakes, is that it's not his show, right? So he's playing all road games. And still,
yeah,
with that level of...
Although, is it the show that picks on Norm the most? So they're definitely listening for Norm e-brakes.
As far as I can tell.
As you might have one slide away.
It's the only show that picks on Norm.
In fact, Gordon changed the focus of 107. I wasn't the nominee when Gordon said, wait a minute, Norm should be the guy being nominated here.
And they changed it, and you still won, because that was true.
You know, when you think about it, given the length of time I've been at the ticket and the number of e-brakes, that is 5 e-brakes a year. When you figure I have 3 weeks vacation, that's 3 weeks I can't win an e-break.
What about the other 3 weeks?
Yeah.
That's medical leave.
I'm doing research for our travel show, Bob.
Okay.
And then another 2 weeks for load management.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he started that.
We're curtailing his age.
Wait a minute. He's had too many shows in a row. He has to go home and rest.
So is this a little...
We should do that.
Is this a little like Ichiro when you talk about his hits and then somebody says, yeah, but what about the 2000 in Japan? Might you wonder how many e-brakes Norm had at, like, Cliff?
Oh, my.
And especially because it was pretty caller-driven.
Right.
Sports radio, sports talk radio back then. So, you know, he had numerous blow-ups on callers that they didn't even keep record of.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I have mellowed a bit.
You've mellowed?
Yes, I have.
So you may be at, like, 300 if we included Cliff.
I think that's high. 290.
Not quite 300. That's ridiculous.
Do you think anybody anywhere in the Metroplex recorded a lot of your Cliff shows and have them stored away, and maybe we could go back and go through them? That's a great job for an intern.
I wish, because I really admire you guys, and I'm serious about this.
Thank you.
You guys have been so painfully on top of recording your shows, keeping highlights, that you're able to reach back and do some wonderful shows of 8 years ago this happened and 12 years ago this happened. First of all, 8 to 12 years ago, that's pretty blank for me. But I wish I had that ability, because even now, when you go back and say, do you have a highlight reel from like the work and TV and things like that?
Right.
No, we didn't keep stuff like that.
They just kind of like hearing themselves talk. Like on the way home, they pop in the show and they take notes and they call each other. Man, we could have done this better.
We dream someday of a radio station of just our tapes.
The call never goes like that, Donovan. Like, the call goes with, that was great. I was awesome today. Yeah, we never say we could have done this better.
Oh, right, right. Because you guys kill it every single day.
But I like the idea that you're going into here, Bob.
Like long after we're just
24 hours.
We retired, you know. But somebody wants to hear what we thought about week 11 in 2012.
Okay. You guys should have like a satellite channel. You just play them over and over and over. Kind of like the rotten radio of XM or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we have an idea. Now we just don't have anyone who really likes our business model. But that's okay. That's okay. We have a dream.
Yeah, we like the idea, but nobody with money would actually do it.
Nor should they.
Or listeners wouldn't listen. That's the problem.
I do enjoy the birthday show, and I did enjoy the birthday show this past Wednesday.
Yeah?
You guys had an incredible year.
Did you... We were just talking about you today, because...
You can't have him back.
You made Wake and Jake.
That's not what you say off the air.
And I forgot the details of drunk white girls. Was that done at the start of a show at Summer Bash? So
yes.
Like at noon?
Yeah, it wasn't a time wasted performance. It was part of the show.
Wow.
I was at a wedding the weekend before, and I saw this lady go to the bar. She had two drinks in her hand, and when she was walking back, she stumbled.
Okay.
And I giggled. And I said, oh, she's drunk. And then she is a white girl, so I put it together. Bam, drunk white girl.
And your love of Billy Joe.
Oh.
You know, Dan, I think, went through an Uptown Girls phase, too. Is that true, Dan?
I think I was really into Only the Good Die Young for a while.
Okay.
Hey, I went to go see Rocket
I was more into 80s Billy Joel.
Okay, I want to hear this.
I heard your review of Rocket Man.
Were you
today.
Okay with it? What do you think of Rocket Man?
Boy, go ahead and make raspberry sound.
No, I'm not making a raspberry sound because I enjoyed the movie.
I reviewed two movies today. I did not treat Us very kindly.
And then
Rocket Man, I thought it was fine.
I didn't think it was going to be a musical.
I didn't either.
I thought you would get the music from his concert performances.
Was it a musical?
Yes.
Well, I mean,
full-fledged musical.
Well, like three times they break out into song, but the other hour 56 is a movie.
Oh, but I thought it was more than three times. Did you count? I think it's more than three times, and I needed to dive a little bit more into Elton John's story.
That's my wife had that complaint.
It's like, okay, so some of the ramifications of him doing all the drugs and addicted to everything else and his marriage. Like, I wanted to dive into that. All of a sudden, he's married, and bam.
Yeah.
It's over.
Right.
In literally 15 seconds.
Yeah, his marriage did not get any time on the show.
So I enjoyed it, and I did enjoy the music. I don't like the musical part, and I thought they could have dove into the mind and the thinking more of Elton John.
Can you break our tie on Us with me and Dan? Did you see that?
I did not.
Okay.
Dan,
it's okay that I can ask him if he saw Us, Dan. Don't look at me like that.
No, I'm surprised he didn't, but then it's probably not okay for me to say that.
That you're surprised that I didn't? Well, Twig doesn't like horror movies.
Okay.
So we never go check them out.
But Jordan Peele made it.
And you just do whatever your wife tells you to do?
Pretty much.
Mm. Sad.
Yeah?
Sad. I remember when Donovan would just do anything.
I want you.
We wore the pants in the house.
I want you and Twiggy to watch it and to tell me I was wrong or right.
You didn't enjoy it?
He told me it was really good, and then I go to Rotten Tomatoes, and they all say it's great, so it must be my problem.
You know what? I'll do it just for you. If we go watch it in
it's
the daytime, she'll be fine.
Really debate it here without spoiling it. So
do you trust those movie ratings?
Less and less all the time, Norm.
Do you ever get the feeling that somebody's been slipped 50 grand to make it a 97 instead of a 57?
I wonder about that, and I also...
That's so cynical.
Am I close to the truth, though, Dan?
Probably.
I don't know how but, I'd really like to see if there's any merit to that crowdsourcing reviews sort of thing. That feels counter to everything I believe in life, because popular music has never really fully appealed to me.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, why would I like a popular movie just based on more people liked it than didn't like it? That would make it the Bieber of movies.
Well,
it?
How do they get the number that winds up being 97%?
Like I said, I imagine it's just crowdsourced.
Person like you, like when you get a lot of people that you know,
right,
and they tell you, then you're like, oh, so you need somehow to a Rotten Tomatoes that is like, you know, 45-year-old suburban golf loving sports loving guy. Who likes these other shows, you know, who likes The
right.
Wire and Breaking Bad. And, okay, now from those people.
Because you'd be surprised how many people are out there, and that will probably more.
Right,
I'm totally with you.
What if all 12-year-olds are giving it a great rating and you're going to see it?
Well, where are they rating it? Are they going onto the internet? No, I'm serious. No, because there's a lot of weight. Every once in a while.
They're holding up numbers like at the dunk
they're following Ice Cube on the internet.
Every once in a while, I'll walk out of a movie and there's a person asking a question or two there.
Yeah?
I've come to not trust a lot of those ratings, to tell you the truth.
You can't.
Can't trust Whitey.
Can't trust it. Right there with you, Bob. All right, 6:28. We're here at Legacy Hall in Plano for Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash. Coming up on the next round table, it's Bob and Dan and the Musers. Oh, my gosh, there will be a fight. Next from Summer Bash on the Ticket.
Well, all right, it is 6:35 on the Ticket, and we're at Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash. And this is at Legacy Food Hall in Plano. And we have a ton of P1s who are celebrating with us. Thanks for coming out today.
Yeah.
Braving the warm temperatures. It's nice and cool now, though. We're in the shade here. Legacy Hall. It's really nice.
Check, 1, 2.
There's Corby.
Oh, hey.
There's Bob. There's Junior.
Hey.
There's Dan. And me, Giorgio.
And we got the fake Virgil Van Dyke. You guys all know what Virgil Van Dyke looks like?
Not really.
Best defender in the world, Virgil Van Dyke.
It looks just like him. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, and here we are, rolling.
You know Jerry Van Dyke?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He was one of three coaches right. on a college football staff. And the other one was an intern.
So unstable. I know. We've talked about this on our show
a
million times.
Show.
Why don't you're making a sports movie. They bring in all these people, or a television show. They bring in all these consultants. Why don't they bring in a sports consultant to go, no. If the goalpost falls down, it's not going to hit anybody on the sideline.
Right.
Right.
Like it did in coach.
Right.
Or, yeah, you have a coaching staff. There's not one assistant and an intern. You're supposed to be Minnesota State, right? I'm assuming they were Division One.
They were like Big Ten. They were supposed to be
Big
Ten.
Big Ten. They played like Iowa and stuff with three coaches.
Three coaches, yeah.
Well, they were just that good.
I don't know. It didn't take that much. And there's always sports instability. Even major motion pictures, they get a lot of money spent on them.
Well, they have to have every tackle be the biggest highlight reel, ESPN.
That's the other thing.
Yeah,
that's what bothered me about Friday Night Lights, the movie. Every play, someone just got drilled.
Yeah.
And, like, helicoptered. And
right.
Like, geez. Man, I don't know. We've run three plays. We've lost eight players. I don't know if we can continue this
All
game.
To helicopter tackles.
Helicopter tackles, every one of them. All right, since this is Summer Bash, I thought I'd get you guys to talk about when you were growing up, what was, like, your heyday summer? And how did you spend it? Like, what was your best summer when you were 12, 13, 16, when you first got your license?
Mine was definitely around 12 or 13. Because, you know, once you turn like 15, I had to work. I was working by that time.
Yeah.
And so that kind of takes the shine off summer when you have a job.
12 or 13, you're old enough to ride your bike places.
Yeah, and you're trusted a little bit more. You can get away. Your parents aren't watching you like a hawk.
What did you do during the day?
I would leave the house at whatever, 9 o'clock or 10, and get on my bike, and we would just go do stuff. There was about four or five, six of us in the neighborhood, and every day we would do something, whether it was build bike ramps, play football.
Fort,
yeah,
whatever.
I mean, dude, we did any basketball, anything and everything. And then at night, it turned into we would have, we would play these, this sounds ridiculous, but we'd play these massive games of hide and go seek with a tennis ball.
If you found someone, you had to hit him with a tennis ball?
Yeah, to hit him with a tennis ball. And it would span, and this was at night, and it spanned like three houses, and we lived on the canal. And so would be in the canals hiding, you know, and the base was always a trampoline. And, I mean, these games were fierce. I mean, like, violent.
Arguments.
You would get nervous, like, hiding, you know.
Because if you got hit, you got hit hard.
Oh, yeah, you got nailed.
Yeah.
You would
head.
Hide in the canals. Explain. Weren't they
would
full
hang,
of water?
Yeah, but you would hang on the wall, and it was dark, and you couldn't really see. And so you'd, like, slip in there.
Are you Spider-Man?
Well, no, you could just sit there and, I mean, like a retaining wall.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's a retaining wall in front of everybody's house. So you just kind of sit there and
I never lived on a canal, I'm sorry.
I don't know what it is about a tennis ball, but that's how, Junior's heard this a million times, but that's how we spent our days when I was about that age, 12, 11, 12, 13. Was playing baseball, but we played with a tennis ball.
Yeah.
So no one would get hurt, and, you know.
You just jack those things, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But, I mean, it was endless games every day.
Yep.
Whenever swim practice was over, around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning till dinner, and then after dinner, it stayed light till 8:45. You played until it got dark.
And the thing is, it's nothing like it is now when kids are that age, 11, 12, 13, because they're still, and my kids are doing this right now, sports are going on.
It's so organized now.
Dude.
If you're going to play sports, it's not in the neighborhood. You're on a team. You're on a club team.
I never was on any team in anything in the summer. I did nothing except play with my friends, pick up games and all that. But my kids are in all these summer league basketball crap. And
it's the only way kids play now.
Yeah.
It's the only way you get them out is you get them in organized sports, which I guess is good in one way, but they miss out on just the
time killing.
Well, time killing, but also, I mean, think how good that was socially, though, just trying to work out things at a four-hour baseball game.
Yeah, I know.
Negotiating, okay, that's probably a foul ball. We'll do it over again or whatever. And now you have umps and all that
stuff. Now, like once every couple of weeks or so, a parent, a mom or dad, would drop us all off at, like, Wet and Wild.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's called now, Hurricane Harbor.
Yeah.
And we'd spend the day out there, or Six Flags or whatever. Arlington is the city of bits, but it was great as a kid. There's a lot of, we'd end up going, we'd spend the whole day goofing around, and then, you know, at 8 o'clock, my dad would be like, y'all want to go to the baseball game? Go to the Ranger game in, like, the fifth inning, because it was free to get in after the fifth inning
or
something.
Wasn't a big
like that.
Deal. Yeah.
So that's when he'd fill up the thermos full of Coors.
I think you may be right about
free ball.
Yeah, free ball.
You may be right about that. That may be the heyday. 11, 12. Right in there.
Yeah.
George,
13, I had a lawn service.
Before you had to work.
George brought up a great point that this would be the best wiffle ball venue that you could come up with.
Oh, yeah.
Home plate right there. Foul pole there. Paint that pillar there yellow and that one yellow.
It'd be pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. Next year.
Okay.
God, that would be great.
We're doing it.
Have to clear out the entire area.
How did Dan McDowell spend his summers growing up?
Sounds kind of similar.
Were you on Little League?
So,
or did you have just neighborhood?
So now, back then, we played Atari and Intellivision and whatever, and old men would yell that we played too many video games.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah, I was a little before that.
We still did that, all the other stuff though. So,
yeah,
like, are our kids going to look back to this era and think they didn't stare at their phone a lot?
Kids always waste time. I mean, our thing was TV. We would watch shows that we didn't get to watch when we were in school, like The Gong Show and Match Game and stuff like that during the day.
Like, I felt that I watched an inordinate amount, like, looking back at it. I saw, like, every Andy Griffith, every Dick Van Dyke, every all of that.
I feel like I saw
didn't watch
a lot
of TV, but I did.
I watched a lot of adult TV. Like, I think I've seen all the Heart to Hearts.
Yeah, of course.
Or things like, because that was what was on.
The Stepford Wives.
Like, Maude is on.
All the Rockford Files.
Go watch Maude now and tell me an 8-year-old should be watching Maude.
No.
Robert Wagner.
But then I was taken to movies that were, you know, I saw Kramer versus Kramer when I was effing 10.
Yes.
Or whatever, you know.
Was that rated R?
I don't know, but it's not a movie theme that...
No.
I don't know. It's about
a divorce in custody. Yeah. I always told my parents, and we talked about this on the air too, that I never wanted to see, if they were going to take me to a movie because they couldn't get a babysitter or whatever, I'm like, is there arguing and kissing?
And if there is, you're out.
I'm out. Yeah. I want nothing to do with that.
Yeah. You want to see something cool.
Yeah, something fun.
Explosions.
What'd you do, Bob, in Wisconsin when you were 12 years old? How'd you spend your summers?
One year we figured out that the library had VHS that you could check out, and they had Star Wars. And I promise, we tried to set the record on how many times we could watch the original Star Wars. Because they had
that was before Blockbuster, probably.
Oh,
right?
yeah. They had like a little viewing room where there'd be like two chairs, so me and my buddy would just sit in there and just, hey, can we see Star Wars again? You know, and you'd have to get there because they'd have like two of those rooms, and if one of those other dumb kids got there first and tried to watch E.T. or some dumb movie, then you got to wait for them to get done. And then the other memory I have, I think, was age 15, when my parents decided, in lieu of a vacation,
hey guys,
let's do some day trips. But okay, for some reason, they came up with the Democracy Day trips where we would actually have a family vote and the kids' vote would matter.
So when you would go on gay trips, like...
Day trips.
Or day trips.
Day trips.
Like
gay.
It hit it again for the Brewers, and off we'd go again and have the exact same day trip.
What was your standard vacation? Did you have one? Because we went to the same place
usually
every
just going to see grandparents. That's what it was.
Way to go, Corby.
We'd go down and we'd go back down to Texas.
Really? Were your grandparents famous?
No, they weren't famous.
Like Jack Nicholson?
I didn't understand why you would visit them then.
Can they
Corby
sing?
Corby can't identify with it.
And then sometimes we would go to a lake with Old Blue, our family boat. We would take boat vacations. But most of the time, it was going to see family.
We did aunt and uncle on the way down. My aunt and uncle lived in New Braunfels, so we would go down there for like 4 or 5 days. It was awesome. My aunt and uncle didn't have any kids, so they treated me and my sister like their kids. So it was just so much fun. And we would do the Schlitterbahn and tubing and all that and golf. But then that was on the way down to Port Aransas. We would go drive down to Port Aransas.
That's where Junior went.
Yeah,
yeah,
same thing.
We went Port Aransas every year.
Yes.
Loved it.
Boy, I wonder if we ever ran into each other.
Maybe.
It's weird.
And the best years were when we'd go with my cousins.
Oh,
like
you
with
got
the
a
whole
cousin?
Family, aunt and uncle, cousins, when we're all there together. So much fun.
Were these kissing cousins?
No.
No, Corby, don't be weird.
No.
Would you?
Oh. Hmm.
What did y'all do
it
in Mississippi
was
in the summertime?
There's a lot more than that.
Oh, okay.
What would y'all do in Mississippi that. In the summertime?
Kill pigs.
Okay, 646. On the ticket. That's our roundtable. Up next here from Summer Bash.
Thank you.
What do we
Thank
got?
You.
Oh, it's us and Norm and Dean. And Junior's the captain. Next on the ticket.
And the roundtables continue here at Summer Bash. What a great crowd of P1s we have assembled here today. Thank you all for coming out, supporting
yes.
the station, having fun with us. This roundtable consists of the two morning shows, the Musers and the Normandy Invasion. And I'm really looking forward to this roundtable in particular because every day the five of us get to visit, but only for like 3 minutes before you guys then have to start your show and they make us leave the studio against our will.
I've never seen anyone move so quickly to get out of the studio like Junior.
Do you believe
it's the first
cloud?
Hour, right?
It's a cloud of smoke. As soon as he says, well, all right, then pew,
boom,
he's gone.
I would love to stay and visit with you guys for hours and hours and hours, but my job description says I'm done at 10, and I'm not a microphone hog. I don't want to stay on the air any longer than they want me on the air, so I just get out of there.
Oh,
no,
oh,
sure.
That's it.
Maybe I have other things to do. That's possible. Maybe I'm burned out by 10.
You hear that
possible.
Music? You're ready to go home now, right? Just put the headphones down and get the hell out of here.
But I just have to hang out and do my charity work.
See, that's
takes,
where I'm usually headed.
Maybe 30 seconds, and then what?
Yeah, Gordo's charity work consists of sitting on his laptop looking at Jerry Reed videos.
Yeah, for charity.
Trying to figure out how to pick that particular song.
Right, for charity.
With his headphones on, he could be in the studio until 10:45 and he will not hear a single word we say.
Well, because
during
it's
that
rude
whole
to eavesdrop.
Time.
So here we get to talk with each other for 15 minutes.
That's all right.
It's going to be great. So is that, why don't we start there with Gordo staying late in the studio every day or most days?
Got to be a distraction.
Do you guys find that weird or are you just used to it?
I'm used to it now. I'm sure Norm is really, really used to it. Yeah. Because he's not even paying attention. We could say his name. We could even throw things at him and he doesn't flinch or move or anything.
Because when I'm driving home, I'm picturing just the two of you in the studio.
Yep. Yep.
No,
it's good. It's theater of mind.
Start picturing Gordo.
Theater of the mind.
Donovan, we should try around 10:40 or so on Monday. Saying
to make out
name,
a little bit.
The name Coco. And see if he responds
to that. That'll perk him up.
Yep.
Yeah. Boy, Norm loves Coco.
He does.
You heard Coco's, Norm's impression of Coco, right?
Yeah, it's some kind of, it's just head injury Norm.
Yeah,
what it is.
Pretty much. I said it's a mix between Coco and the big black cowboy computer.
Let's listen to it, Norm. Go ahead.
Do a little Coco.
No.
Live, right now. No. Coco.
Coco want job on Norm and D invasion.
That's
Coco,
not bad.
Oh,
he's getting booed.
Coco want to be yuck monkey.
Norm sounds constipated. That's not bad.
I'm telling you, that is hospital bed Norm is what that is.
Do you do any other voices?
No, I do mine. Badly.
You had to have impersonated someone at some point, Norm.
That's a legal matter, George.
Oh.
Okay. Uh-oh, he got sued.
Shut you we'll down.
Over false ID right. humor.
Norm and I actually did an infomercial together before. Do you remember that? We
yeah.
did an infomercial, and it was for, I don't know, but we had to play the part of...
What?
Yeah. And I wonder where that is. I never saw it. Did you ever see it?
I never saw it either.
Do you remember this, Craig?
No. How long ago? Oh, gosh. 20 years ago.
Yeah.
For the hitter?
He was not working at the ticket yet, I don't think.
I was at Cliff, just about to come to the ticket. I think that's the time frame.
Yeah, well, and it was for, was it a gambler hotline?
Really?
It may have been. I can't even remember what it was.
Gambling addiction hotline?
No, it wasn't for that. No. But we had to wear, like, gangster get-ups. And,
yeah.
And Norm did, like, a voice. It was the first time I'd ever heard him do a voice.
Wait, was
he did,
it?
Like, a New York voice.
Was it Dave and Buster's?
It may have been Dave and Buster's.
May have been Dave and Buster's.
It's like a 30-minute thing? Or?
Yeah, it took a while. I mean, we were there for probably 4 hours or so.
Wow.
Yep.
If that's out there, send it to us.
Just about the amount of time you spend in studio every morning, June.
Interesting. Yep. Did they pay you guys some serious Skrilla?
I remember it wasn't bad. I remember it was good enough. I guess I'll do that for 4 hours.
At that point, any Skrilla was good Skrilla.
That's right.
Yep.
Got that right.
That was back when I was doing the Southwest Conference Hour and things
yeah,
like
George
that.
Used to be the king of odd jobs. Of course, Norm has also been the king of odd jobs for a long time, but George did... The Southwest Conference Hour, the Kate Delaney Report, the Jay Howard
All
Southwest Conference Hour. You wrote for a couple of outlets.
You I did write for AOL in their very beginning. Yeah,
and you were the voice of Cowboy Stadium for how long?
11 years. Texas
and North
Stadium.
Texas games.
Yep. North Texas for
All
25
of that
years.
Plus the ticket.
Yeah.
And that
back in the day, back when we started the radio, that was the only way you could make a living doing this.
With, exactly right.
With, two kids to feed.
Norm has a couple of more voices. He just doesn't want to break them out here at Summer Bash, and I don't know why.
What are they?
Just all the time he's in studio, and he's, you know, he's trying to do a different voice. So, but, hey, it is what it is. He'll break it out when he's more comfortable with it.
Do you do any?
That is.
I only know one voice, and I've broken it out a couple of times. I filled in for Gordo. It's all I can do. I can sound like Fat Albert, so I did the fake Roosevelt.
That's right.
That's the only voice I can do.
Let's hear a little.
That's all I can do. And then I just
Bill Cosby's in prison now.
But he's celebrated.
In prison.
You think he's handing out pudding pops?
No.
He had the story this morning that
like,
was very popular.
Like jail pudding pops, like he makes it in the toilet.
Ugh.
Just kind of...
Donovan...
What? He's you can making only, pudding pops in the toilet.
You can only make wine in the toilet in jail. You have toilet wine.
Donovan, I think pudding pops means something different in prison.
Okay, that's why I'm not in jail.
I know. I guess I'm the only one of us that... That has done some serious time. I know Gordo did time one for 3 hours in Green Bay.
For the show.
Let me tell you.
So you got a little cred with me, but no one's done the
out
hard
of
time.
Everyone here, you will be sold so quickly in jail. Like they would have a bidding contest right when you walk in. Like they have all the cigarettes around, just like, okay, I'll give you 3 packs.
I have. Look at them. I've often thought I wouldn't last more than 90 seconds.
In prison?
In prison.
Yeah.
Before I'd be murdered.
I think Norm would be the OG of prison, and no one would touch him.
Yeah.
So he'd be okay.
I'd be
he'd
way down
the... He'd be like Bill Cosby. He'd be a, you know, a Hall of Famer.
I'd be way down the wanted list for the same reason.
What's that?
What was that? What's that?
I don't know. Somebody was talking.
Yeah, you said something. What was that?
Oh, I don't think I was talking.
You said something about Norm for the same reason as Bill Cosby. That's
what?
Why. That's the prison term he'd be serving because he did the same thing.
How do you even think of such things? Jeez.
That's really weird.
Yeah, all right, so Norm does one voice. Donovan does one. Gordo, do you do any?
No. I used to be able to do Ribby a little bit.
Like a fake Ribby?
Yeah, a fake Ribby, but
Now let's hear it.
Not so much anymore. It's like, what? Hey there, Miller Man. Or it's
that's pretty
it's
close.
That's not bad. Hey, Miller Man.
It's close.
Hey, Miller Man. I don't know something.
What's the one voice you each have done, because you do loads of them each, George and Gordo, that you haven't done in a while that you wish you could bring back?
Hey, don't leave Junior out. Junior with the Bill voices. Parcells is great.
I've got a very small number, though.
That's okay,
that I do.
But when you swing for the fences, and it goes over, buddy. Let me tell you.
Chauncey and Marmalade.
Who?
They were killed. Junior killed us.
There were two.
You know what? This is an interesting story.
Junior killed at the Colonial one year.
So they did these caddy voices, Chauncey and Marmalade, and they just dragged on, real low energy.
They were not.
They didn't go anywhere.
Funny voices, funny jokes. Slow burn, but they were great.
So this is like 1998, and we're at Colonial, and
we just gotten to the ticket.
We were broadcasting up on this balcony, and at the end of Chauncey and Marmalade's bit, I pushed them over the edge and killed them. And oddly, these two respected that death.
Oh, really?
And they never did them again.
It's like the orange cone. You respect the orange cone so much, that one death and it's over.
Yeah. That was it. That was it for Chauncey and Marmalade.
Is there a chance we could bring Chauncey
guys that used to caddy down at White Bra?
In today's culture, no.
What was White Bra?
Is there a chance you could bring them back for the British Open?
Today's culture, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think everybody would like to hear what I think is George's best voice, and that is your fake Jimmy Johnson.
Ah, yes. And hear the applause.
Okay, this goes back 25 years since I've been doing the show with these guys.
And we're hoping it's gotten funny since then.
Stop it. I want to hear this. No, it's okay. We have a superstar comedian up here, Gordon Keith.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's hear from him. He's got the voices. He's got all the jokes. Let's hear some funny from Gordon. Here we go.
All right, thank you.
Come on, let's go with Jimmy Johnson.
No. Gordon's got the funny.
He's ignoring you guys.
All right, since Gordo wants the spotlight, I'd like to hear what's my favorite voice of yours.
All right.
And that is the fake Jerry.
Hey!
How are you going? Hey, good morning.
There you go.
Oh, we need more than that. We need like 4 minutes.
All right. So I'm going to count to 4 minutes. Hold on. Get this going there.
And guess what, Jerry?
What's that?
It's your old coach, Jimmy Jumpa.
Oh, hey!
There we go.
And he may be joined by Dave Campo.
God. Killing us.
Seven. Eight.
Let the mind control the body. Ten. Don't let the body control the mind. Okay, all right.
Yes.
Hey, hey.
Thank you. You got a little Dave Campo.
That was Dave Campo.
18. 19. 20.
All right, that's good. We got it. We got it.
Well, no, 23 seconds.
Yeah, that was enough. That was good.
7, 8.
Will you please next do your fake
30,
Jennifer,
hot,
do your fake hot, Jennifer Capriati?
4, 5.
I didn't do her in that bit.
I know, but you have a really good one.
Oh, I don't even know what she sounds like. Is she one of the German? Is she German? Capriati.
No,
she's the one that was stabbed, right? One of them was stabbed.
Steffi Graf. Monica Seles.
Yeah. Monica Seles was stabbed by Steffi Graf.
Right.
No.
An angry fan.
Oh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Donovan?
Yes?
What voice are you working on these days?
I'm not working on any voices, 67, Junior.
68. 69.
Yeah, no, Mr. Phil is the only other voice I can do. I forgot about that.
Who's that?
Mr. Phil. Bob and Dan's old intern that challenged me to a fight one time on the air.
You want to go, Donovan?
Thank you.
Well, I hope everybody's enjoyed this incredible roundtable of voices.
That was the impersonation roundtable.
That beard.
The treat, the spectrum that we just traveled through of all the different voices.
And this is why Junior bails out of the studio every day right when his show is over.
This, you know what? You're not going to believe this, but getting to spend 15 minutes with you guys,
worth it.
This was the best 15 minutes of my life.
You're right. They're not going to believe it.
He is serious. We have maybe an even more enjoyable roundtable, if you can imagine that, coming up next from Summer Bash.
Possible.
Here at Legacy Hall.
Who's the captain of this ship?
I am.
All right.
It is the captain. Look at that little Baker Mayfield right there.
Do you hate Sam Ellinger?
Okay. There you go. Even the guys who wear Baker's jersey hates
You're
him.
You're damn right. Okay. We all hate him.
Why? What'd he ever do to you?
Just because.
Because he...
What'd he ever do to you?
He's just trying to make, you know, get his education.
Yeah.
That's right.
Play
yeah,
sports.
Trying to make his way through this world yeah. like everybody else.
Mouthy, you know.
Oh, and
unlike Baker.
Oh, yeah, just unlike Baker,
who
yes.
just speaks the truth. He's just trying to get by on the truth. Sam, though, you know, we'll see. We'll see in October.
So we're here, Norm, and I was just telling Mike in the break, when did we come up with this? Was this at the compound or... I can't remember when we decided we wanted to do this, but with both of us being from Oak Cliff, born and raised in Oak Cliff.
Thank you for recognizing
Not you.
That. Oh.
The cool soul brother right here, and this one right here, Oak Cliff born and bred.
The cool soul brother.
We need to do an Oak Cliff tour. I want to see the house he grew up in.
Yeah.
The house
right.
I grew up in, the school I went to, all that other stuff. We need an Oak Cliff tour.
Oak
and how about
Cliff,
we
damn.
Just get a bus and just take everyone with us?
All of Summer Bash?
Everybody.
The tour. All of Summer Bash. Would you guys like that?
It's Reiner's and Donnie Dew's tour of Oak Cliff.
Your Trail of Tears.
That's you right. do it the right way. Go to the movie theater where I first made out.
Ew. How old were
what
you?
What was that?
Aquarius.
Ah.
Oh, that was nasty.
What movie were you seeing?
Oh, I don't remember.
Soul Plane?
I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
Why? Just trying to have a movie conversation with you.
I don't know.
You don't even know?
It was probably Soul Man, to tell you the truth. Remember the C. Thomas Howell movie?
Yeah.
Would there be any Gordon stops on this tour?
Yeah.
Because Gordon has some places in South Oak Cliff.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Big historical knowledge.
Well, not South Oak Cliff.
No.
There's
no,
a difference.
This is not Gordon. Gordon is not a hood rat.
Yeah, he's not born
Donnie
and raised.
And I are hood rats.
That's right.
Wait a minute. Mike, do you consider yourself a hood rat?
Totally.
Really?
Go ahead. Ask him how many black people he went to school with growing up. Go ahead.
Is Donovan the third black person you've ever talked to?
Yeah.
You know,
well, he's probably about the 30,000th.
He actually, Mike refused to go to school with anybody of color. That was kind of what was going on back then, right?
No.
Because you didn't have any at Kimball, right?
No.
My, have times changed. When did that change? When did that script flip?
Shortly after I got out of there.
Took white flight, huh? Got up out of there?
Dude, is that not unbelievable, though, that it was not integrated until, like, 1970?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
God.
I know my sister's senior year in 1970, that was the first time that Kimball ever played football. Well, no, it wasn't either because, I'm sorry, never mind.
No, keep going.
It sounds like a wonderful story.
Yeah.
Actually, my senior year was the first time Kimball ever played football against a team with black guys on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
There were three, Roosevelt, Booker T. Washington, and South Oak Cliff that year.
Oh, what? Okay, so what year, your senior year, what was your senior year?
68.
So Booker T.
I saw and see my mom went to Booker T.
They don't have a football team now, do they?
No, it's just arts. Magnet.
Yeah,
that's where my mom went.
Yeah, Booker T. was like a normal school back then, but they shut it down for a few years. And then
it became the arts magnet right after that?
Right.
When was your mother there?
I think my mom's older than you, so she may have graduated 64, 65, something like that. I can't remember.
Should have been out of my league.
Up.
You think so? You don't think you could have asked my mom to prom and she would have said yes?
I don't think so.
You think that would have stirred some things up?
At the old Kimball prom in 1968?
Or even better, at the Reiner household? As he finally has a date, like the first date he's ever had, ever. They bring in like the grandparents and everything. Michael's got a date.
They have the camera set up with the cover underneath and the guy holding the flash.
The flashbulb, yeah.
All right, we're ready to take pictures of Mike and his first date.
Right, and they walk through the door and the camera just falls apart on the ground.
The flash explodes without him pushing the button.
People's mouths are wide open.
Hello, mother.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
Yeah. Wouldn't you have loved that, though? See, I would have loved to stick it to my parents like that, had there been a situation like that. No, I mean, I'm not saying his parents were racist. I'm saying in general,
right,
though.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Do you think parents would have kind of perked up a little bit if you walked in with the Ebony Queen?
Mine, no. You know, my dad, no. I don't think they would have. I think they would have just been happy that I had a date.
Sure. My dad wouldn't have said a word while we were there.
Right.
But as soon as I walked out or we walked out, my mom would have gotten an earful.
Really?
An earful. That's how he would have a problem, and he would tell my mom to tell us. That's how the discipline worked in our house.
God.
It's really weird.
Did you see whenever you came down growing up in the northeast, when you came down here, like a seismic shift in racism? Like, did you notice it moving down to Texas?
Well, yeah, I got here in the late 60s in this state. And, yeah, there were some struggles in this state. And, by the way, I think
did you know, though, coming down, they still go on. Oh, of course they do.
Yeah.
Did you know coming down here, though, that that may be something that...
No, I never thought of that. Our town, the small town I grew up in New York, Dunkirk, was a different ethnic situation. We had become a town where a lot of people moved to our area from Puerto Rico. So it wasn't a black-white situation. It was a white and a Puerto Rican situation.
Why is that? Like, was there...
I don't know.
Because you hear the story about the Tongans moving down here because of the airport jobs, moving from mm-hmm. Tonga. They just ended up there?
Just ended up there for some reason. I think it was a handful settled there, liked it. A few more came to join them, and that started the flow.
Kind of picked up the phone and said, whoa, look what we have here.
Yep.
Did you dip your toe into the dating scene?
No, I was.
Did you get after the Jenny from the block from Dunkirk?
I was just about to leave myself.
Okay.
Yep. Because I left for college, and then I left for graduate school in Texas.
And never went back, huh?
Never. Never went back.
What? I mean, obviously you were getting good jobs here, but there was never a thought to go back in that direction?
When I graduated from college, the local paper where I'd spent some summers working said, we'd like to move our sports editor up to the overall editor, and you can be the sports editor of the Dunkirk Evening Observer. And I just didn't want to spend my life in that small town, population of about 12, 13,000. I just couldn't see myself. And you know what did it? When I went to Canisius and got student manager, student trainer of the basketball team, and the basketball team traveled. Oh, my, you start to see other places. You go to Washington, you go to New York, you go to Philadelphia, and you think, my God, the world's big.
So that was the best thing that happened to you?
Yeah, that was the best thing. Getting out there and seeing all that and thinking, do I want to commit my life back to this small town? My folks never, ever said anything about it. You knew it hurt them to know I wasn't coming back. I was an only child. But they never said a thing about it.
I think you're the most famous person from Dunkirk.
No, absolutely not. The long, 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 long time announcer for the Buffalo Bills, Van Miller, was from Dunkirk.
I don't know him.
Well, he was a great guy. I don't know how many decades he was the Bills announcer.
Van Miller?
Van Miller, yep. And went on Anchor TV in Buffalo for years and announced the Bills games. Very famous.
The Dale Hansen of Buffalo.
Yes, in job and name, yes.
I'm still trying to get Commerce to recognize me as one of the distinguished alums.
They're not doing it?
It's not working at all. I saw Ryan's get honored by UTA.
We were there.
I know, and the proud look on his face as he received that basketball from his alma mater.
That was a questioning look on,
like
my face.
The one tear that rolled down his face, he was so happy.
Awesome.
And I thought, I would love to feel that same way.
They won't even reach out to you.
No.
Was it about a year and a half ago we tried to put your name on the school's website?
On the Wikipedia page.
On the Wikipedia page.
Someone kept erasing it.
Somebody kept...
taking it off.
That's a good bit. That's a good bit.
Tried to edit it back on.
Have you ever done that? Gone on Wikipedia to try to edit anything?
Never.
Who does that?
I'm sure a ton of people. A ton.
And why is it so easy to do it?
I don't know. And who's the overseer of all that that has to know that there are bits upon bits 24/7?
Nobody.
But you hardly ever see them. Like, someone will take a screenshot and then you want to see it for yourself and it's already gone.
Yeah.
Like, that dude must be paid after you know what, Mike. What do you do with that basketball? Do you sleep with it? I'll play with it in the bathtub. Yeah. Just kind of turn it around a little
bit.
It's the bathtub ball.
Okay, yeah.
He's painted it white, and now that's the iceberg that he has to fight through when he plays Titanic in the tub.
Near, far, you are. And then he has a little dog like, iceberg, dead ahead. And every time it sinks.
Every time.
Yeah. I want you to have it to where it doesn't sink the next time you play
just
in the bathtub.
One night,
okay?
Go to bed happy.
Yes.
The whole idea is for it to sink.
No. Let them survive.
Only happy when it sinks.
No, Jack. No, not you again.
Don't let go of them, Rose.
Oh, Rose.
Don't let go of them.
Why haven't they ever made that sequel, that in the sequel it doesn't sink?
They should have made like an alternate version of Titanic where it was just a big party and they missed the iceberg and Rose got pregnant. And yeah.
Or he got somebody else pregnant on the boat. Like he was tired or out.
Like Tarantino does.
The captain's dinner. Yeah.
Tarantino did with the World War II movie where Hitler was killed.
Oh, really?
Inglourious Bastards, yes. Hitler was killed in a movie theater. Like this espionage U.S. team set up. And he was killed. And it was like, when he was killed, you're like, oh, my God, he's kind of rewriting history here. But it was really cool. It was a nice way to do it.
So, Mike, next time in the bathtub, don't let it sink, okay? Just do that for me.
It's the only way it can end is by sinking.
All right, I think this roundtable is done.
We're done.
End on that note. All right, we have one more roundtable coming up.
No, two.
And we have one more roundtable.
Okay.
And then the last segment, all the hosts will be up here before the time wasters. So we have one more roundtable with specific shows, then everyone, then the time wasters. So let's get it going. Summer Bash, what's up? Ticket.
Is this bad?
What?
The smoke pouring out of the electrical room.
That's not a smoke machine? Take your baby
by the hand. I don't think so. Do the next. Well, here we are at...
I'm sure everything's fine.
Hurdler.
That's right. Just like Pripyat, I want you to just say everything's probably fine. That's a Chernobyl reference.
It's all good.
So tell me how awesome I am.
Reactor 4 is fine. Not yet.
It is Tito's handmade box. It's not everybody yet, but you could sit down. What do you? You can do whatever you want. You're George. We are hoping for the hardline to be here. This is Tito's handmade vodka, Summer Bash 2019, presented by Macho Self Storage.
Summer Bash.
I, for one, would like to say this is the best location we've ever had Summer Bash.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, right now, you're not dying. You're, it's not freezing, but it's your pleasance. You're
That's
sitting
nice
on,
out here now.
You have the option of going in.
You're sitting on turf. And there's no worm crawling up your behind. There's, you could go inside and feel air conditioning if you choose.
Eat a million different types of food.
It's your choice. Yes, if you don't like
your
tacos,
choice,
well, go have a nice bowl. What do we have today, Bob?
Poke.
A poke bowl. This is the poke bowl era.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, it is.
And I love it. I think we're born in the exact perfect era.
It's been a good couple years for poke.
I don't think you could get any better. I have an actual topic, and I'm glad you're here.
Okay.
And I need Mike up here with his Tampa Bay Expos shirt on.
Okay.
Of course, Mike Reiner started the ticket. Did anybody know that? Mike Reiner invented the ticket.
Yay, Mike.
In his basement.
Like, without George's kid, there would have been no hot rod viewing last night.
That's right.
So thank you to George's...
How was it, by the way?
Wiener.
Magical Great. Again.
Your kids like it, don't they?
Oh, they love it. I love it.
And without Mike, there wouldn't be here. Think of all these people What would they be doing without you? If you
something worthwhile.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Probably all of them would have
curing some kind of a disease.
But I'll be out making babies right now.
Right, and that ain't no good.
No, we got
no, we don't need more babies, that's for sure. No.
Wait, I had a topic idea because I was thinking about you in the shower the other day, Mike.
That's hot.
All right.
That is hot.
And I thought...
Oh, man.
I'll bet...
Tell me a little bit more about that.
This is a thing I need to talk to Mike about. Hey, wait. Let's do it at Summer Bash.
All right.
And here we are. I think we need to bring something back.
Meatballs?
On the ticket.
Hot dogs?
Something that used to happen.
Two-minute drill?
And I don't know in this world of worrying so much about everything and the timing and your segments and...
In this world...
I don't know that it fits as well, but we used to call into other people's shows more often.
Yeah.
Like just the... And in fact, I remember you in particular, you would try to make people call in without them knowing you were making them. I just remember one day, I was very early in my tenure, but I'm driving along and I hear Mike and Greg. Remember Greg?
Who?
Greg. Right. Mike was on the station with a different guy back then.
Greg.
In another life.
If you want his DNA, it's on Corby's hands. The it dripped off of the knife.
Wow. Yuck.
So.
Gross.
Oh, yeah, that's the one hand. And then the other hand.
Awesome.
Look up.
No, I was listening one day, and you guys were talking about Nolan Ryan and Robin Yount had just been inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were going on about how great it is that Nolan Ryan is there, because what a true Texan, and you know, obviously he should be first ballot, if not 100%, blah, blah, blah. And then you said, it's sad that it's tainted by Robin Yount's existence on the ballot.
Yeah.
And in fact, you know, how many singles can you hit and then get into the Hall of Fame? Like, just some...
Should he be in the Hall of Fame?
But all you were doing was trying to root him out. And you did. And then he called in with a big Bob argument. You guys
ran
went back and
wall.
Forth for a while. And
listen up, moron.
I just
I
thought
know what
that
you're
was fun.
About.
When you used to do that, and we used to call each other's shows.
That
so
was
can
fun.
We do that more in 2019?
No, now we can't. I guess you guys can, but I can't, because every time I try to call in, number one, you won't put me on the air. Number two, nobody likes it when I do. So.
Oh, that is so untrue.
Yeah,
now,
he
Jake
calls in, he talks to a producer.
I've tried before,
hey,
and Danny won't let me through.
It's Mike. Yeah, Mike, we're busy.
Yeah,
we don't have time.
That's what I get.
But it sounds like, oh, we're moving on to different topics.
But I want to be on the radio.
That's what I get.
No, I'm sorry. We're done with that.
I could see Fernando. Yeah.
We're moving on.
Yeah.
We have a writer from the New Yorker.
I could see Fernando doing that.
We have a...
We have
Michael Phelps' brother.
Peter King's nephew.
Well, things just aren't what they used to be, Dan.
Michael
King. I'm just saying, they don't have to be gone forever.
The weather's changing out there.
Let's make them like they used to be.
Can't we change it? Don't we have the power?
No, we don't.
Oh.
So wait.
Sounds like you're giving up.
You want people to call in to other people's shows.
Yeah.
Like, but it sounds impromptu, not a booked guest.
Yeah, it sounds spontaneous.
I know you listen, Corby.
Yes, I do.
You'll come in and say, oh, I heard you do this, or I wanted to ask you
and
about
I
this.
And,
call
but then,
next time.
I want you to feel comfortable. I don't think we any longer feel comfortable calling into each other's shows because they've probably got something planned. I can't do anything because I'll ruin their,
right,
their beginning, middle, and end of this.
By the time we call in, the segment ended 3 minutes ago.
With the delay?
Yeah.
That's true. And typically I'll send you guys texts if, like, there's anything that I want to add to it or, like, hey, when you're asking a question, like, I wonder what, blah, blah, blah. And if I know it, I'll be like, this.
You know,
besides
that,
Jake hates it when I call in.
Well, we need a separate line that circumvents the
Jake
producers.
Jake hates everything.
Danny doesn't like it when I call in the hard line.
I believe it.
What if there was just a hotline?
I told him to let you in, too.
A hotline that just goes right to the studio around the producers.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ooh.
There's no way they could get that in our
but
studio.
But that needs to be connected to the bat pole that we have that goes straight down to the parking garage where we slide down to avoid having to cut commercials after the show.
To avoid Pat.
Yes.
I love Pat.
It's called
doing commercials.
It's called,
you guys give Pat an unfair shake.
It's called the Pat Pole.
Pat's fine. Just don't follow him. You just don't go into the restroom after he did.
Is it bad?
He will make a mess.
Dude, what a horrible thing to say about somebody.
He knows it.
He's aware.
Yeah. Bad dirt.
Come on.
He just takes over and, you know.
Bottom dirt.
And then Norm walks in there with his bare feet. Did you hear that story earlier?
Yeah. He can't. His feet hurt.
Norm goes to the
can't help it.
You can help it.
But you're right. You should wear sandals or something into the restroom.
Doesn't he need, like, bunny slippers, though, when those go on?
No, he needs JJ.
Let's get him. Let's do that. Let's pitch
bunny
in.
Bunny slippers.
Some giant pink.
There was a Saturday Night Live bit that was called JJ Casual's Shoes That Look Like Feet. And it was Jack Johnson. He was so casual and so laid back that he hated wearing shoes. But there were some occasions that required him to wear shoes. So he wore shoes that looked like feet.
Now, did he do this before or after he played one of the two good songs he's ever done?
Well, this was a Saturday Night Live bit, so he actually wasn't in it, Mike. It was a comedy bit.
Okay.
And when he said feet, did he fart?
Yes.
Feet.
Hey, so you're in a movie tomorrow?
Yeah, I am.
I got invited to a movie screening.
Are you going to go at the Texas Theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, This World Won't Break, and I play the part of a DJ. I have three scenes.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you the horny DJ?
No, I'm not that horny.
Pants DJ.
I spin country music, and
so you kind of like Smokey Rivers,
Greg Schrader, who is the kind of like Smokey Rivers.
Why didn't they actually get a country DJ to do this? They got you because you're an actor.
You want the big?
I'm
man.
An actor.
You
yeah.
are.
I can
you
play
do whatever.
So many different parts.
You have to pretend you like country music.
My name is Bubba. Yeah, you ought to go see it.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go?
I want to. Yeah. It sounds like a great time.
It's at the Texas Theater. Yeah, the film's done really well, and it's shot around Dallas.
Will they just show the part where you are, and then I can leave?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I made the trailer, if you just want to look at the trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, this
what
world
What time's it
break.
Showing?
Did you make bank, bro?
No.
Oh, he's loaded.
No.
So loaded.
I think like 7.
This World Makes Bank? That's the name of it?
This World Won't Break.
Oh.
Yeah, it's shot around Dallas. And
did you get points?
Tim DeLauter's
back end.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in it. I read a couple. You know, I've obviously heard you guys talk about it on the air. And
yeah,
then, I've
it's
read
a really
there was
cool
a really
Dallas
good article
film.
in the Observer about it.
Yeah, I was really thrilled to be a part of it. It's really cool.
That director's
really well shot too.
I mean, you talk about a guy that
Josh. Yeah,
yes, his passion project. My God, he worked his ass off.
He did. It took like 4 years.
Is it better than Chernobyl?
What time's downbeat?
I haven't seen that yet.
Stop talking about Chernobyl.
I think it's like 7. At the Texas Theater. You can sit in Oswald's.
It's better
seat.
Than 7?
No, it starts at 7.
What's in the box?
Did you hear that?
What's in the box?
The Texas Theater.
And you're saying it's better than Chernobyl?
I haven't watched Chernobyl yet.
He just said it's better.
I've heard it's good.
He said you're wasting your time with Chernobyl.
That's
what's in the box?
That's the tagline is it's better than Chernobyl.
Gordon, how many times have you gone to the Texas Theater?
Funnier than
taking
Chernobyl?
Taking a knee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've been to the Texas Theater, I think, once.
Right, and did you take a knee?
No.
Uh-huh.
Right on the seat.
Uh-huh.
It's ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Did you take the seat?
Did you know they got the seat marked?
The seat of power.
Uh-huh. Is it still marked?
Yep.
Yeah, it used to.
I believe so.
It used to be.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there 2 weeks ago.
Do you remember what movie was showing?
The Guns of Navarone or something like that?
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
It was a war movie.
I thought it was War as Hell, but
yeah.
It Audie might
Murphy.
Not be.
It was Audie Murphy, wasn't it?
Yeah, but for some reason I'm thinking of...
Beverly Hills Cop, right?
Did he pay to get in there or did he sneak in?
Yeah, that came out in 63,
he
Bob.
He snuck in and that's what got him
wow. Audie Murphy.
So he would have gotten away with killing the president if he wouldn't have snuck into a movie.
Well, going behind German lines.
Oh, you don't know that.
Just like Timothy McVeigh if he didn't have his headlight out or whatever. Tail light, right?
Yeah.
Did he kill the president?
He did buckwheat.
Did he do it?
No, I haven't been...
Oh, hey, Hitler.
You were there.
First time
he did not.
Who did?
I don't know, but he did not.
Bob and I did a good show here.
Is he a patsy?
Yes, he's a patsy.
Who did not? Oswald did not?
Oh, don't get Gordo started.
Yeah, Oswald did not.
Didn't,
he's very well studied in it.
Didn't Bill James determine it was the bodyguard? One of the Secret Service men whose gun went off?
I don't know what that blowhard determined.
Didn't you read the Bill James crime book, True Crime?
No.
It's good.
I thought you did. It's great.
I want to read his baseball stuff.
I enjoyed Gordon, though. trying to sort of play off that he wasn't sure what movie was showing at that time and just kind of...
Yeah, I don't know. Was it...
Warsaw.
He knows everything.
I don't
think
that's
really
wrong.
Know. Warsaw.
I'm not sure what movie.
I think
Hell
that's
and
wrong.
Back?
It was an Audie Murphy movie. Actually.
Bob said it was Beverly Hills Cop.
Might have been Cop 2.
European Vacation.
With Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, he's in there like just waiting for the one boob shot in European Vacation. Like, come on.
What?
What's that movie you showed last night?
It was Golden Child.
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod.
Maybe it was that.
Hot Rod.
I think it was Hot Rod.
Man, that would have been great.
Gordo, you don't hate that movie, do you?
He does.
I don't know. I don't hate it. You got to come around on that.
I hardly remember anything about it.
It's brilliant. It
gotta
is a
try it again.
Piece of cinematic brilliance.
It really is. I remember us being at the compound and saying, you know, hey, George, what do you think is one of the more influential and thought-provoking
comedies? Was not asked that way.
And then I was going to try to come up with
one. I said, hey, I just saw
and we made a rule that it couldn't be Life of Brian.
You guys like Napoleon Dynamite. I think you'll like this, too. It's called Hot Rod. And everybody panned it.
No.
But yes.
I didn't.
McDowell liked it better than Idiocracy.
And now they both require multiple viewings.
Yeah. They're different.
They're both wonderful in different
of comedies. Yeah, there's no doubt Idiocracy is smarter and has just all sorts of coincidence to today's times.
Is that a movie where they put model cars up the
what?
Go on.
Shoot.
I think he's talking about Jackass.
Oh.
Matchbox cars.
Wait. Did you just call Matchbox cars model cars?
Yeah.
You actually build it while it's in here.
Yeah.
That's how you make the...
Model cars are much too fragile to put up.
The ship in a bottle, right?
Golly.
How do you get the ship in the bottle?
Let me get
all
this
right.
far off track.
Okay, so we have one final... round table before...
God, are you kidding me?
Before the time wasters. But get this, Mike. On the next round table, everybody...
But me. I don't want to...
No.
I'm not doing
everybody will be up here on stage.
They don't want it when I'm up here.
Except
like
George,
it.
Next.
All right, we got one more round table to go here at Tito's Handmade Vodka. Ticket Summer Bash. What a great crowd. Thank you, P1s. The time wasters are going to start here in just a few minutes. After this roundtable wraps up. And on this roundtable, it's all 9 hosts that you hear weekdays from 5:30 a.m. until 7 p.m. at night.
God, what a treat for them.
It is.
Is it?
It's really unbelievable.
Everybody's a little preoccupied because, like, Gordo's got his guitar. Everybody's getting ready for their song that they're about to perform, but I'd like to go around the horn and I'd like to know everybody's favorite Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash 2019 memory.
It's a total give up.
Corby?
To give up. I'll tell you what it is, Craig. Not only being up here with you fellas, who I cherish every moment that I can spend with you, and thank you, Lord, for letting that happen. It was walking up to the very top, the third level, to see where the upper class live. Getting a nice Belgian beer up there. The bar was not crowded at all. These people didn't notice me a bit.
It's like a suite that they have.
It is. There. It is. It's a really cool area. And then I walked down refreshed with a beer, and now here I am.
That's a great memory.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thank you.
George, can you top that?
No. Just a moment ago, though, I noticed that Danny Bayless was tuning up his guitar. And he has hamburger pants.
Hamburger socks.
Hamburger socks. I can't hear myself. He has hamburger socks.
You are screaming right now, too, buddy.
I can hear it. Let me turn my ears a little bit. Yeah, I want socks like that.
What?
There, now we go. Yeah, now I'm good. So, yeah, seeing that Danny had hamburger socks, I think, is my...
I also enjoyed, Craig, if I may...
You have another favorite memory?
I do.
Great.
Is walking back in the green room, which is very small, but we're all piled in there, and everybody's talking and yapping, and there's Danny on the couch with his hamburger socks, completely passed out.
How does he do that?
With all that noise?
Yeah.
Do you envy that?
Oh, God, you don't know.
But hasn't...
Sound asleep?
Yeah, he was out like a light. Hasn't CBD oil changed your sleep habits a bit, or is it now your body's used to it?
It's helped. It's a little bit used to it, but it's still the best thing I've found.
Yeah.
Are you an insomniac?
Oh, God.
Crazy?
You
a lot of things to worry about.
That's wow. Right. There are a lot of things to worry about.
Yeah.
These guys don't know, George.
No. Long list.
There is...
an endless list.
Nothing living in your place. Not one thing. You have nothing to worry about.
I've got everything to worry
nothing.
About.
He's got a daughter. He's got a band. He's got a show to worry about every day. The Rangers.
Yeah, I got you to worry
He's
about.
Worry about Ranger pitching.
For the Rangers.
Can anybody up here top Corby's two memories?
Because I kind of hit it out of the park.
You really did.
That's
tough to top.
Thank you.
Norm, have you had a favorite memory?
Yeah, when I got here this afternoon, I circled all the way through the crowd, down through here, up, around, everywhere. It was great. Come on, a half an hour, it was
couldn't
great.
Walk straight. How about to the save my life.
That's great. See, that just topped Corby's two memories.
Wait. What about Gordo meeting someone famous earlier?
I met someone famous. That's a huge memory.
Yeah.
Who?
You didn't see the picture?
A low-level minor sitcom character.
She was huge.
Okay, so I'm walking into, Legacy Hall. And
our sponsor, you mean Legacy Hall?
Yeah, okay.
Good job.
And then, so here you go, Junior.
Will I recognize this person?
I think you will. And I turn in here and I glance at her for a second, and then I keep walking, and then I think I know who that is. I turn around and I say, I hate to bother you, but would you mind taking a picture with me? And that's who I had a picture with right as I walked in here tonight.
That's from Facts of Life.
Yes.
That's not Tootie.
No.
Lisa Welchel.
That's Blair?
Blair.
Yeah.
Facts of Life.
He met Blair.
She was
right here. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
So was she here for Summer Bash,
No, she
loves scatter shooting.
Yeah.
She was here with...
Thank you, Blair.
With somebody just showing them the place, showing them out here, and said she was in town visiting family.
Is she a P1?
Huge.
She's a huge fan of mine. She didn't really listen to the station, but...
Summer Bash.
Do you remember the story, Craig, of a former host here that would brag about his time with her?
Let's just...
Had it.
No.
With her? Yeah.
No.
It's not true.
Are you sure about that?
And Steve Carlton.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. It was not her. Yeah.
Steve Carlton had it.
Well, Norm, I'm sorry, but Gordo's memory trumps yours.
I understand that.
It totally trumps yours.
We have just a couple of minutes left. Does anybody else have a crazy memory from Summer Bash? This year's Summer Bash that can top Gordo meeting Blair.
No. Or we could just open it up for questions from the P1.
Sure. Anybody got a question? Just raise your hand.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no question.
We're out of time.
No questions.
Oh, my God.
All right, time wasters.
Maybe next.
All right. Stay tuned. Thanks for being out here. Well, don't stay tuned. Well, do stay tuned, but you won't hear the time wasters. But if you're here at Legacy Hall, you'll hear the time wasters next.
Canceled.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.